Hey, everybody, welcome back to church and welcome to Woodstock City. It's June 14th, Sunday. We're so glad you are joining us today. I have seen so many of you out and about in the community at grocery stores or home improvement stores, restaurants, and I'm so glad we're able to do that again. And every time I see you, you say the exact same thing to me. I can't wait to get back to Woodstock City. And I can't wait for you to get back to Woodstock City. I'm standing here in the rotunda now, and it's kind of weird being here without you. So you know what we thought we'd do today? We thought we'd do something a little different. Now, as you know, if you're a Woodstock City person, normally we sing and have a message, and we're gonna do that today, but in a little different way. Today, we're gonna go on a bit of a tour of Woodstock City. We're gonna start in Wambaland, where our preschool students go. We're gonna hop over to Up Street and then end up in the attic. We're gonna sing in each of those areas, talk about what happens in those areas, and at the very end, we're gonna sit in a small group room together. So I hope you're ready to sing some. If you got some kids, bring them along. They'll teach you the motions. We're gonna have a great time together here inside the building at Woodstock City. Let's go to Wambaland. Welcome to Wambaland. If you have a preschool child, you know a lot about Wambaland. If you don't, you've at least seen the lobby of Wambaland. Of course, normally it's full of preschool kids, and if you're a parent, you probably wish it was full now because you know how much fun kids have here in Wambaland. This place is usually so full of children, and while you're in church, your kids are having so much fun. One of the things we love about Wambaland is that we created it specifically with preschool kids in mind. That's why kids cry every week in Wambaland. Not because they're coming to church, but they cry because their parents pick them up and they have to leave church. Isn't it cool that we've created a preschool church experience that children love so much that they can't wait to come back? They beg their parents to come to Wambaland. But we don't want Wambaland to just be about fun. We really want Wambaland to teach and build foundations of faith. Even in our youngest children, we know that as the foundation gets set, the best things will happen for them. That's why every week we teach them that God loves them, that God made them, and that Jesus wants to be their friend forever. But we don't just sit in these classrooms. We have a church service for preschool kids. We do it in the place called the Playhouse. I invited Carrie and Kyle to give you a little sample of what happens for preschool Wambaland Church. Check out the Playhouse. Hey, thanks, Kyle and Carrie. We love Wambaland. Of course, what happens at the Playhouse is a lot of fun, but really what happens in these rooms might be the most important thing, because in these rooms, volunteers, people just like you, are sitting with preschool kids, helping them understand the big idea so they can take it home and not just build a foundation of faith in their hearts, but so they can begin to apply those foundations in their homes, in their preschools, and even maybe in their neighborhoods with their friends. Up Street is where our elementary age kids go, and we have just as much fun over there. Let me go show that to you. If you have an elementary age kid, you probably recognize these streets because this is Up Street. Up Street is so amazing, and I don't just say that because I'm the pastor here. I say that really as a father, as a satisfied customer, because all four of my kids grew up on Up Street, and I am so grateful for the foundation of faith that Up Street helps set in their hearts. You know this. Elementary kids are beginning to face really difficult challenges. Being an elementary kid today is not easy. There's so many hard choices to make. We teach kids on Up Street that they always can make the wise choice. We teach them that they can trust God no matter what, which gets difficult as they get older. And of course, maybe the most important thing, we teach these elementary kids that they can love others the way Jesus has first loved them. Here on Up Street, we have so much fun. We have an experience that they have, large group experience, where they get to sing together, they get to worship together, they play games together, and they hear a Bible story together. I want to give you a little taste of what happens in one of those rooms. Welcome to the factory. Hey, thanks so much, Jitto and Carrie and Jessica. They're volunteers here in Upstreet. And, you know, we love what happens in large group spaces like the factory, but maybe the most important thing happens around these carpet circles where our children get to sit around and talk about these big ideas, because we don't want them to just learn things. We want them to apply truth. That's a part of the foundation that we get to set here on Upstreet. Now, of course, we get to do that with other people too. We have middle school students, high school students, and college students who are a huge part of Woodstock City. I'd love to take you over to the attic and show you what we do there. Let's go. Welcome to the attic. This is where our middle school kids attend transit on Sundays, our high school kids come for Inside Out on Sunday afternoon, and our living room students, our college students, well, they used to meet in the attic, but they invited so many of their friends, they had to move on Wednesday nights into the auditorium. That's how big TLR has become. But whether it's transit or Inside Out or TLR, really the hope is the same, that as these students continue to grow and as they face new and unique challenges, we want their foundation to be set on faith. We want them to have a kind of a godly worldview. We want them to make decisions with that in mind. And so everything we do here in the attic is all about helping those students figure out how to live out their faith and own their faith. That idea of owning their faith is a big deal, because we know this, that as students get older, if their faith doesn't become their own, they can't live off their parents' faith, their family faith forever. We know that owning their faith is what matters, and that's what we get to do every single Sunday with our middle school students, our high school students, and on Wednesday nights with our college students. Now, around this room, we have Second Story as well. It's full of small group spaces, and we spend some time in there, and we're actually gonna go in there in a few minutes. But before we do that, I'd love for us to go into the attic itself, and here's why. In the attic, we get to experience some of the greatest worship music, and I want you to experience what our students get to experience. In fact, you may find yourself wanting to stand and sing along, and we'd love for you to do that. We have some great friends that sing in Transit and Inside Out and TLR. Both Caleb and Abby are here. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey.
Good to see you guys.
Thanks for being here today. You know, normally this room is so full of students, and it's so fun to sing with all of them, but today we're going to sing a couple of songs together digitally, and then afterwards we're going to hop into one of those small group rooms and talk for a few more minutes. So we're so glad you're here to experience what our students usually get to experience on Sunday. Here we go.
Hey everyone, welcome to the attic. Like Gavin said, we're so excited you're here. We're going to lead and sing some worship. We would love it if you guys would join us. Feel free.
Lord, I open
blessings overflow. There's always a treasure in the kindness of my King. There is comfort in knowing your unfailing love. God provided, you set my spirit free. I find all I need here in your presence, Lord. I open up my soul. God, your love for me is better than I imagine. More than I could ask or see. More than I could fathom. God, your love for me is better than I imagine. More than I could ask or see. More than I could fathom.
Hey, thanks, Caleb and Abby, and really, thanks to Wombaland and Upstreet for hosting us today, too. I hope you really enjoyed seeing what your children, your students get to experience when they are here at Woodstock City. And I hope you sang along and maybe even did some hand motions together. You know, we really have a lot of fun in Wamba and Upstreet and with our students. We have so much fun, but we take it really seriously. And the reason we take it seriously is because we believe their faith matters. The faith of a child really matters. The faith of a student really matters. We want them to begin to own their faith. And here's why. Life is complicated. Life is hard. There's so much trouble that comes in life. And even for children and students, we know that's true. When I first started working in church, I worked with middle school students. And I got to watch firsthand children try to navigate some really tough things in life. And you know better as well as anybody, as they get older, it doesn't get easier. It just gets more complex. It gets more complicated. The trouble gets even heavier. The storms get stronger. And it has the potential to do more damage. We want to help raise a generation that has a faith foundation that is so firm that when the storms come, it may blow a little bit, but it's not going to crash down upon them. And we can actually do that, but we have to do it together. It just reminds me of something Jesus said. You may have heard this before, but I want to read this quick little passage. This is Matthew 7. This is the words of Jesus. And he kind of talks about how a foundation determines how we navigate or experience those storms in life. Here's what Jesus said. He said, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and he puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rains came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone else, everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice, is like a foolish man who builds his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." You know what I love about those words? I love how true it is. And you as an adult, you know it's true. Because I guarantee you, because I have too, I have heard things before that I knew I should do and I didn't do it, and I got in trouble because of it. And things kind of started crashing because I didn't put it into practice. When we put faith into practice, it sets our foundation. It allows us to withstand the storms of life. But at the same time, we got to recognize that putting those things into practice isn't kind of a solo job. It's not something we can really do well by ourselves. We were really made to experience faith in community, and we were made to experience it with people who can come alongside of us and bring a shovel, and they bring some concrete and help us build that firm foundation. That's what we do every single week in Wombaland, in Upstreet, in Transit, and Inside Out, in the living room. That's what our volunteers do. They bring shovels, they bring concrete, and they sit with students, they greet families, they do everything they can to make the church experience as great as it can be because they're helping set a foundation in the hearts and the lives and the souls and the spirits of children and of students. Because we know that the storms of life are coming and we want our kids to be prepared. We want them to be ready. We want that foundation to be set so firm. And right now, more than ever, we have an opportunity to do that well. We have an opportunity, because of this pandemic, we have an unprecedented opportunity to set the foundation of faith for the next generation. But they need us to come alongside and help them build it. And that's what I'm going to ask you to do. Because when we come back together as a church, it's going to be so exciting and so much fun. But I suspect hundreds, maybe thousands of children and students who typically don't come to church are going to show back up because life has been hard. There has been trouble in their families, and they're going to come back looking for hope. And we know that Woodstock City can be the place where hope is found, and we know that this church can be the place where their faith foundations can be set for the decades to come. But for that to happen, it's going to take all of us doing it together. It's going to take us putting on volunteer t-shirts and bringing some shovels and concrete and working together to help these kids navigate the moment they're in and prepare for the storms that are coming in the future. So I'm going to ask you to do something that you've probably never done before. I'm going to ask you to be a volunteer in family ministry here at Woodstock City. I would love for you, when we begin to gather again, not just to show up and experience it, I want you to show up and help create it. I want you to show up and help set a firm foundation of faith in the hearts of children and of students. And we have so many ways you can do that. You can do it through greeting families. You can do it through being a small group leader. You can even volunteer in production. We have opportunities for you to do it weekly. We have opportunities for you to do it every other week. We have opportunities for you to do it as a fill-in. But really, there's never been a better time for you to do it either, because your weekends have never been more free. And we know what's going to happen. At some point, life is going to return to normal, and our tendency is going to be to fill up our calendars again. I don't think there's anything wrong with filling up the calendar, but gosh, I just wish we would all fill up the calendar by serving other people as a part of it. So, would you be willing to do that? Would you be willing to join one of these volunteer teams, whether it's with our preschool kids or elementary or their students? Would you be willing to serve here at Woodstock City and help set the foundation for the next generation? We have an unprecedented opportunity, and I want us to get it right. And I think you want us to get it right too. But for that to happen, it's going to take all of us. I can't wait to see you in that volunteer t-shirt. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to woodstockcity.org, search serve. You can fill out that form. When you do, our staff, we're going to reach out to you. And we're not going to invite you like to show up and just give you diapers and say good luck. We're actually going to invite you just to see what it's like to be a volunteer. We're going to walk you through what that looks like, figure out what your schedule looks like. What are the things you love to do? What are the things you don't like to do? We're going to do all the hard work so that you can do the best work, the foundation building work. And you're going to make a difference in the life of a student. And in the end, let me ask you this. Can you think of anything that you can do better with your weekends than that? Can you think of anything that will be more worthwhile than helping set the foundation for the next generation? I can't. But maybe I'm biased. Maybe I think that because I work here. Or maybe I think that because I've watched my children go through it. Maybe I think that because I've watched my children sit in small groups with people just like you who have helped me set the foundation in their lives. And now that they're old, they're 20, 18, 16, I am so unbelievably grateful for the foundation that people like you help set in their hearts. We're going to get to do that for a bunch of other kids too. And I can't wait to see you help us do it. Thanks.